The Columbia County Council on the Arts 18th Annual Arts Walk is taking place September 29th through October 8th. It begins at Awana with Creating Landscapes in the Landscape, a cool art show and auction, and continues through the week with dance performances, music, literary readings, the annual Riverfront Artists Marketplace, the Hudson Valley Bounties Annual Chili Fest, and much, much more. Here to tell us more are the CCCA Board VP, that's a lot of letters, Maria Colaget-Zincio.
Correct.
Okay, check. Thank you, Maria. And the landscape curator at Awana is Mark Przeworski.
Good morning.
Good morning. As well as Jan Grice is here. Jan, thank you very much for being with us.
Good to be here.
And Jan, your title is?
I'm president of the board.
President of the board of the CCCA.
CCCA, yes.
Excellent. That's the Columbia County Council on the Arts. And again, their 18th annual Arts Walk is kicking off on Saturday at Awana. And let us begin with you, Maria, of how this came to be. You, this organization has been around a long time. This event has been around for a long time.
Well, this particular Awana and plein air event is relatively new for us. We had planned it in the hopes of adding a new feature into Arts Walk, and we were excited when we started to put this together, a group of us, and said, well, we've got this new idea of putting an end plein air event, and what perfect partnership with the Awana partnership, and then we tied it into Arts Walk, and it's really a kickoff for Arts Walk.
What's a plein air event?
The end plein air is where we have about 30 artists that will be out in the actually on site at Awana painting in the field for 3 days. And then what we'll do is bring their wet canvases down on Saturday, September 29th, to the Awana Wagon House Education Center. And there we will have a reception and viewing of the wet canvases and an auction, a live auction following that.
Mark, there's a part of that of having the artist down in the field for 3 days that sounds very romantic, and there's a part of that that sounds like torture. I don't know. So,
well, you know, Frederick Church traveled all around the world and painted, and part of it probably was torture to be outdoors.
I mean, they can leave, right? They don't have to.
Yeah, they're not. They're there for a few days.
Chained to a tree or something.
No, absolutely not. And it really is part of the Awana story. Frederick Church designed the landscape around the views, and these artists will be doing what he did, paint that very landscape.
And this is not a competition in any way. It's just a way to see of how these artists interpret the landscape around them.
Exactly. How they're interpreting the beautiful vistas of Awana. So every artist that are coming, you know, that will be there has their own interpretation of that. So it is not a competition at all in that sense. We're looking at different styles of work. Many of our artists are painting the Hudson River Valley styles, and many are different.
But we should add that it was a juried selection. So it's not just anyone can do it. You had to qualify and be selected for it.
Right. We did put a call out to artists.
Jen, as far as making this a part of the Arts Walk, this now fits into the whole picture.
Yeah, because it's so exciting because art is actually being created during Arts Walk. Mm. And then we'll have the reception on Saturday afternoon, followed by a live auction of the artwork that has been created over the last 3 days.
So once the – what if they like it and they don't want – I guess they have to buy it themselves? How does that work?
They'll take it home.
Yeah.
But they
know that people will be bidding on it, and they'll want it.
Right. Well, exactly. And there will be, you know, people there that – like specific artists, and we do have some very, very fine artists, mm-hmm. some very well-known artists that are coming, but that would be something that Maria could address.
Right. We have artists that are known for their style of painting in the Hudson River Valley tradition. So when we were selecting those artists, we were looking at the different diversity of that. We wanted a representation of the Hudson River Valley School, and we wanted also to bring in other interpretations. So it's going to be very diverse, and it's probably going to be very tough to choose because they're wonderful, incredible artists.
Give us, do you have some names? Or
do I
you,
do.
Or is it one of those things where if you mention one, you feel like I have to
mention?
No. Oh, okay, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. We have Scott Balfe, Jane Bloodgood Abrams, John Mora, Kevin Palfreyman. We have Karen Hummel. We have Linda Wainwright Palfreyman, to name a few. If you look at their sites, you'll see that they very much paint in the Hudson River Valley School tradition. But we have also other great artists, Gretchen Kelly, Robin Guthridge. We have, Wayne Coe. There's just so many. It was a tough decision. We had a ton of artists that applied when we put the call out, and there was three of us that actually selected. Can I tell who that was?
Yeah. Well, let me just say before you go on, however, that I asked you that question. I figured you had a list in front of you, but that was off the top of your head, and I am endlessly impressed.
So am I.
That's really, really, really good. So good for you. So, okay, and then the judges?
Okay, we wanted to represent the committee. We put a committee together. We wanted representation from the Olana Partnership, and we had Valerie Belint, who is the associate curator, myself as a gallery director at Columbia County Council of the Arts, and also represented from the Hudson Community Gallery. We had Joan Damiani of Damiani Galleries, an artist who has her own gallery also. So the three of us actually sat down and went over all the submissions. And believe me, it was a tough job because there was tons of artists that submitted. So we went through hours and hours of selection. And we wanted it to be special.
Hmm. Yeah. And what's the word? No, photography, it's all...
It's all the fine arts.
Fine
we
arts.
Have pastel artists, we have watercolor artists, and we have the oil and acrylic artists.
Jen, you were going to say, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, nothing. We wanted to go on because that's just the beginning of Arts Walk, as you can imagine.
Right. Yeah. And then that's actually...
The next day...
That was my next question.
Okay,
so
great. Yeah, the next day is our Performing Arts Festival at the Hudson Opera House. And we start off in the first act with excerpts from a musical,
really good musical.
Cities.
Yeah,
oh,
a Tale of Two Cities. Thank you. It's the 200th anniversary of his birthday, and so it's a great time to present this. And Jill Santariello, I think, is going to be interviewed by you sometime this week. She's the composer, lyricist,
tomorrow.
Author. Tomorrow. Great. And so we start off with excerpts from that and a brand new overture, which was written for the musical. We have a musical selections during the intermission and reception. And then we go to doing readings of three plays from the student playwriting contest that we had this last summer. And then we follow that with seven very short 2 to 3 minute plays that are read by actors. So that's going to be a fun day tomorrow at the Hudson Opera House.
And all of this helps in your overall mission. I mean, this goes back to the question I asked at the very beginning. I mean, you've been doing this as a council for a long time. This Arts Walk, this is the 18th annual, has been a very important part. And as we hear from what you're doing at Awana, it's ever growing and ever expanding. But this really gets to the core of your mission, doesn't it?
It does. It represents the artist community in visual, performing, and literary arts to keep arts alive in the county of emerging and established artists. And to be out there representing these artists in our community is very important. And also to form partnerships, too, with other organizations as we grow. So it does fulfill our mission. The educational component of it, the viewing, you know, the art culture of it, bringing students in from community colleges and elementary schools. I mean, it really covers a very broad spectrum of the culture in our community.
Yeah, how many artists are in the shops on Warren Street and around?
Oh, yeah, we've got windows on Warren too. We call it gallery
Jen,
windows.
Jen, only I can ask questions.
Oh,
no, that's fine.
Okay, I'll wait.
No. That's fine. But if you keep it up, I'll just be back in 10 minutes. Right. Give you the keys to this car.
Well, you can tell we're really excited about this.
I'm just teasing. So he had a great question.
Yeah. That's another aspect of the Arts Walk program that's been around for a very long time, as long as Arts Walk, is Windows on Warren. And we have actually worked with 86 merchants and galleries along Warren Street and beyond. And we will be having artists displaying their works, CCCA artists, and also artists, regional artists, come in and display works in the windows on Warren Street. And the galleries will have their openings. Below Third on October 6th is having a Below Third gallery stroll, and there's seven galleries there that will have a dine art partnership with restaurants that will bring appetizers to all the galleries during their opening. You know, wine and food always brings people in, mm-hmm. and we'll have openings. So we're excited about that. And the other thing, working for the first time on Windows on Warren this year, and we've just expanded. I've looked at the list, and when I went out there talking to merchants and galleries, everyone wanted to participate. So we really have an incredible amount of merchants and gallery owners that say, yeah, I want to be on board.
Mm-hmm. And it's such a great, I mean, just walking down the street and seeing what's
beautiful.
That's like the coolest thing in the world.
Well, the 6th and 7th is going to be crammed full. You mentioned a while ago the Chili Fest.
Yes.
And the Artist Marketplace, but there's also 12 authors, literary artists, that we're showcasing at the City Hall on Saturday. There's 6 of them. And at the Hudson Opera House, 6 more authors at the Literary Artists Festival. So those of you who are literary-minded and love reading, and it'd be poetry. There's a mystery writer for the first year, David Black.
Great. Oh,
and
wonderful.
So that's exciting. But
a lot going on. I do want to mention for folks that are listening to us and want to find out more, you can go to artscolumbia.org, artscolumbia.org, and find out more about the annual Arts Walk. Also, alana.org to find out about the Creating Landscapes in the Landscape. It is alana.org. And I assume with all of this buzz of activity going around, Mark, Alana just loves this because this can often be a start or end point.
It's a really a perfect fit. The Hudson River School, of course, was America's first art movement, and we now see it as a conservation and environmental movement. To have artists doing what Frederick Church did at Alana is really ideal for us. We're also about to really going to the next stage of restoring Alana's landscape and farm. So the wagon house is in the farm complex. That's where there will be wine and an auction.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. We're also, if I can mention what we're doing, October 7th,
absolutely.
We're going to have Alana Fest, which is getting 10 of the great chefs from our region to respond to Frederick Church paintings. They will be creating food inspired by these paintings. It'll be an ideal time to have great food, great wine, at sunset at Alana with those incredible views.
Yeah. That's the best idea in the world.
Yeah. It's really, we're getting some.
Who came up with that? Did you come up with that?
I wish I could.
Take credit for it. That's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea, and it really is. The chefs are really into it, so we're looking forward to it. October 7th.
October 7th, and you can find out more information by going to alana.org. Find out more about the entire Columbia Council on the Arts 18th Annual Arts Walk by going to artscolumbia.org, artscolumbia.org, and again, alana.org. Maria, Jan, Mark, I want to thank you so much for being with us. Have a wonderful, wonderful event, the 29th through the 8th, and a delight to have you all here, and we wish you all the luck in the world.
Oh, thank you.
Great pleasure.
Appreciate
thank you.
It.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.